DIY Urban Survival Tools and Gear by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. In an increasingly unpredictable world, the concept of SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios, refers to catastrophic events that disrupt normal life and require immediate survival strategies. These scenarios can range from natural disasters like earthquakes and hurricanes to man-made crises such as economic collapse or civil unrest. Preparing for such emergencies is not just a matter of foresight, but a necessity for urban dwellers. Urban preppers face unique challenges when it comes to survival tools and gear. Unlike their rural counterparts, who may have ample space and resources, urban preppers must navigate densely populated areas, limited storage, and potential infrastructure failures. The urban environment necessitates innovative and practical solutions for survival, often involving DIY, do-it-yourself, approaches to create versatile and efficient tools and gear. The purpose of this report is to provide comprehensive guidance on DIY urban survival tools and gear. By delving into various strategies and techniques, this dossier aims to equip urban preppers with the knowledge and skills needed to craft essential survival equipment. Whether you're a seasoned prepper or just beginning to consider the importance of preparedness, this guide offers valuable insights to enhance your readiness for any SHTF scenario. The relevance of this topic cannot be overstated. As urbanization continues to rise, with over 55% of the world's population now living in cities, the need for effective preparedness measures in urban environments grows ever more critical. Recent events such as the COVID-19 pandemic and extreme weather incidents have underscored the fragility of urban infrastructures and the importance of being prepared. Having DIY survival tools and gear can make a significant difference in ensuring personal safety and resilience during crises. Essential DIY survival tools. In this section, we will explore the fundamental tools that every urban prepper should be able to create or modify at home. These tools are designed to be practical, multi-purpose, and made from easily obtainable materials. DIY water filter approach. Description. Clean water is essential for survival. A DIY water filtration system can ensure access to potable water during emergencies. Materials needed: large plastic bottle, sand, charcoal, activated. Gravel, coffee filter or cloth. Step-by-step instructions. Cut the bottom off the plastic bottle. Place the coffee filter or cloth over the mouth of the bottle. Layer the bottle with charcoal, sand, and gravel. Pour water through the top and collect filtered water from the bottom. Homemade fire starters. Description. Fire starters are critical for warmth, cooking, and signaling. Homemade options are easy to make and highly effective. Materials needed: cotton balls, petroleum jelly, small resealable plastic bags. Step-by-step instructions. Soak cotton balls in petroleum jelly. Store soaked cotton balls in a resealable plastic bag. Use a single cotton ball to start a fire in various weather conditions. Improvised cooking stove. Description. An improvised stove can help urban preppers cook food and boil water when conventional methods are unavailable. Materials needed: tin can or empty paint can opener or multi-tool, fuel source, alcohol, wood, etc. Step-by-step instructions. Use a can opener to create ventilation holes around the top and bottom of the can. Place the fuel source inside the can. Light the fuel and place a pot or pan on top for cooking. DIY first aid kit. Description. A first aid kit tailored to specific needs can be crucial for treating injuries and preventing infections. Materials needed: small, durable container. Basic medical supplies: bandages, antiseptic wipes, tweezers, scissors, adhesive tape, gloves. Step-by-step instructions. Assemble medical supplies in an organized manner within the container. Label the contents and include instructions for use. Keep the kit easily accessible. Multi-purpose cordage. Description. Cordage can be used for building shelters, securing loads, and various other tasks. Materials needed: paracord or strong nylon rope, knife or scissors. Step-by-step instructions. Cut the cordage into different lengths as needed. Learn basic knot tying techniques for various applications. Store cordage in a compact and portable manner. DIY solar charger. Description. In a grid down scenario, having a way to charge essential electronics can be a game changer. Materials needed: small solar panel, USB charging circuit, soldering kit, enclosure box. Step-by-step instructions. Connect the solar panel to the USB charging circuit using solder. Place the assembled circuit in the enclosure box. Position the solar panel in direct sunlight to charge electronic devices. Improvised shelter materials. Description. Creating a temporary shelter can provide protection from the elements and safety during an SHTF scenario. Materials needed: tarps or large trash bags, duct tape, paracord, or rope. Step-by-step instructions. Use tarps or large trash bags as the main structure of the shelter. Secure the shelter with duct tape and paracord. Ensure the shelter is stable and provides adequate protection. Relevant data and information. Water filtration. According to the CDC, filtering followed by boiling is one of the most effective methods for ensuring safe drinking water. Fire starters. The U.S. Forest Service highlights the importance of reliable fire starters in wilderness survival situations. First aid kits. The Red Cross recommends that first aid kits be customized to address specific individual and family needs. To DIY gear for shelter and protection. In this section, we will focus on essential gear for shelter and personal protection that urban preppers can create or adapt at home. These items are crucial for ensuring safety and comfort in various SHTF scenarios. Emergency shelter, tarp tent. Description: a tarp tent can provide quick and effective shelter from the elements, offering protection and privacy. Materials needed: heavy-duty tarp, paracord or strong rope, tent stakes or sturdy sticks, duct tape. Step-by-step instructions. Choose a suitable location and clear the ground. Lay out the tarp and use paracord to secure the corners to nearby trees or poles. Use tent stakes or sticks to anchor the corners of the tarp to the ground. Reinforce the corners with duct tape if necessary. Adjust the height and tension to ensure stability and protection from wind and rain. DIY thermal blanket. Description: a thermal blanket retains body heat and can prevent hypothermia in cold conditions. Materials needed: Mylar emergency blanket, duct tape, lightweight fabric, optional. Step-by-step instructions. Unfold the Mylar blanket and spread it out flat. Optionally, attach a layer of lightweight fabric to one side for added comfort using duct tape. Fold and pack the thermal blanket for easy storage and access. Homemade body armor. Description: in extreme survival situations, makeshift body armor can offer protection against physical threats. Materials needed: ceramic tiles or metal plates, strong adhesive or duct tape, canvas or heavy-duty fabric, straps or belts. Step-by-step instructions. Cut the canvas or fabric into vest-shaped sections. Attach ceramic tiles or metal plates to the fabric using strong adhesive or duct tape. Ensure coverage of vital areas such as the chest and back. Attach straps or belts for securing the body armor in place. DIY mosquito net. Description: insect protection is essential for preventing bites and potential disease transmission. Materials needed: fine mesh fabric or netting, sewing kit or fabric glue, paracord or rope. Step-by-step instructions. Measure and cut the mesh fabric to fit over your sleeping area. Sew or glue the edges to prevent fraying. Attach paracord or rope to the corners for hanging the net. Secure the net above your sleeping area to create an insect-free zone. Improvised door barricade. Description: strengthening doors can provide additional security against intruders. Materials needed: wooden boards or metal rods, drill and screws, brackets. Step-by-step instructions. Measure the width of the door and cut wooden boards or metal rods to fit. Attach brackets to the door frame using a drill and screws. Place the boards or rods into the brackets to create a barricade. Ensure the barricade is firmly in place for maximum security. Portable solar shower. Description: staying clean is important for health and morale. A portable solar shower can provide a method for hygiene. Materials needed: large black plastic bag or container, rope or cordage, shower nozzle or small valve, optional. Step-by-step instructions. Fill the black bag or container with water. Place it in direct sunlight to heat the water. Use rope to hang the bag above your head height. Attach a shower nozzle or valve to control water flow. Personal safety alarm. Description: a makeshift alarm can alert you to dangers and deter potential threats. Materials needed: small air horn or whistle, tripwire, fishing line, or thin wire, hooks or nails. Step-by-step instructions: set up a tripwire around the perimeter of your shelter. Attach the tripwire to the trigger of the air horn or whistle. Secure the air horn or whistle in a position where it will sound when the tripwire is triggered. A. Food and water procurement tools. In this section, we will discuss tools and methods for procuring and storing food and water in an urban environment. These DIY solutions can help urban preppers ensure a steady supply of essential resources during SHTF scenarios. Rainwater collection system. Description: collecting rainwater can provide a renewable source of water for drinking, cooking, and sanitation. Materials needed: large containers, barrels, buckets, mesh screen, PVC pipes or hoses, spigot, tarp or plastic sheeting, optional. Step-by-step instructions: place large containers under downspouts or areas with significant runoff. Use a mesh screen to cover the top of the containers to prevent debris from entering. Attach PVC pipes or hoses to direct water into the containers. Install a spigot at the bottom of the container for easy access to collected water. Optionally, use a tarp or plastic sheeting to create a larger catchment area. Urban foraging tools. Description: gathering edible plants and other resources from the urban environment. Materials needed: foraging guide, book or app, gloves, small digging tool or trowel, reusable bags or containers. Step-by-step instructions: learn to identify edible plants commonly found in urban areas using a foraging guide. Wear gloves to protect your hands while foraging. Use a small digging tool to uproot plants when necessary. Collect foraged items in reusable bags or containers. Always wash and prepare foraged foods properly before consumption. DIY fishing kit. Description: a makeshift fishing kit can be used to catch fish from urban water bodies like rivers, ponds, and lakes. Materials needed: strong thread or fishing line. Hooks can be improvised from safety pins or paper clips. Weights, small stones or washers. Bait, worms, insects, or scraps. Step-by-step instructions: tie the hook to one end of the fishing line. Attach a weight a few inches above the hook. Bait the hook with suitable bait. Cast the line into the water and await for fish to bite. Reel in the line once a fish is hooked. Improvised animal traps. Description: simple traps for catching small animals for food. Materials needed: wire or strong string, sticks and branches, bait, peanut butter, seeds, etc. Step-by-step instructions: create a snare by forming a loop with the wire or string. Attach the snare to a branch and position it on an animal trail. Use sticks to prop up the snare and guide animals towards it. Bait the trap to attract animals. Check traps regularly and humanely dispatch captured animals. DIY dehydrator. Description: dehydrating food extends its shelf life and reduces storage space requirements. Materials needed: wooden frame or cardboard box, mesh or screen, heat source, sunlight, light bulbs. Step-by-step instructions: build a frame using wood or cardboard. Cover the frame with mesh or screen to allow airflow. Place sliced fruits, vegetables, or meats on the mesh. Position the frame in a warm, dry area, or use light bulbs as a heat source. Monitor the drying process to ensure even dehydration. Homemade jerky. Description: Making jerky is an effective way to preserve meat for long-term storage. Materials needed: lean meat, beef, chicken, turkey. Marinade ingredients: salt, spices, soy sauce, etc. Oven or dehydrator. Step-by-step instructions. Slice the meat into thin strips. Marinate the meat in a mixture of salt, spices, and other flavorings for several hours. Arrange the meat strips on a baking tray or dehydrator rack. Dry the meat in the oven at a low temperature, around 160 degrees, or use a dehydrator. Store the finished jerky in airtight containers, portable water storage containers. Description: storing adequate water supplies is crucial for urban preppers. Materials needed: food-grade plastic containers or collapsible water bags, water purification tablets or bleach. Step-by-step instructions: clean the containers thoroughly before use. Fill the containers with clean, potable water. Add water purification tablets or a few drops of bleach if storing water for extended periods. Store the containers in a cool, dark place to prevent algal growth. Communication and signal devices. Effective communication is vital during SHTF scenarios for coordinating with others, seeking help, and staying informed about unfolding events. This section will provide guidance on creating or adapting communication tools that can be used when conventional means are unavailable. DIY two-way radio enhancements. Description: improve the range and functionality of basic two-way radios with simple modifications. Materials needed: two-way radios, extendable antennas or antenna wire, electrical tape, soldering kit, optional. Step-by-step instructions: replace the stock antenna with an extendable one to increase range. Use the antenna wire to create a longer, more effective antenna if needed. Secure connections with electrical tape or solder for durability. Test the modified radio to ensure it operates correctly. Homemade signal mirror. Description: a signal mirror is a low-tech but highly effective tool for signaling over long distances using sunlight. Materials needed: small mirror or reflective surface, CD, polished metal, etc. Tape. Hole punch or drill. Step-by-step instructions: punch or drill a small hole in the center of the mirror. Use tape to secure the edges of the mirror to prevent chipping. Practice aiming the mirror to reflect sunlight through the hole at a target. Store the signal mirror in a protective case for easy access. Improvised whistle. Description: a whistle can be used to signal for help and communicate with others over short distances. Materials needed: empty small plastic bottle or tin can, knife or scissors. Step-by-step instructions: cut the bottle or a can into a flat strip. Fold the strip in half, making sure to leave a small gap between the two halves. Blow through the gap to produce a loud, piercing sound. Adjust the fold and gap as needed to improve the sound. Emergency fire beacons. Description: fire beacons are simple yet effective for signaling over long distances and attracting attention. Materials needed: flammable materials, wood, paper. Fire starters: homemade fire starters, matches or lighters. Metal container or fire pit. Step-by-step instructions: build a large pile of flammable materials in a safe, open area. Use the fire starters to ignite the pile. Ensure the fire produces a significant amount of smoke. Monitor the fire to maintain control and prevent spreading. Simple flag signals. Description: flags can be used to send visual signals and messages. Materials needed: brightly colored fabric or clothing, long stick or pole, rope or string. Step-by-step instructions: attach the fabric to the stick or pole using rope or string. Wave the flag to attract attention or send prearranged signals. Use different colors or patterns to convey specific messages. Relevant data and information. Communication devices. During the 2017 hurricanes, amateur radio operators played a crucial role in maintaining communication when conventional systems failed. Signal mirrors. The U.S. Coast Guard recommends signal mirrors as part of emergency kits due to their effectiveness and simplicity, too. Whistles. Research shows that whistles can be heard over greater distances than shouting, making them an essential signaling device. Multi-purpose tools and gadgets. Versatile tools that serve multiple functions are invaluable in SHTF scenarios where space and resources are limited. This section will highlight key multi-purpose tools and gadgets, along with instructions on how to create or modify them. DIY knife kit. Description: a versatile knife is essential for cutting, carving, and self-defense. Materials needed: metal file or old saw blade, grinding tool or whetstone, handle material, wood paracord. Step-by-step instructions: shape the metal file or saw blade into a knife blade using a grinding tool. Sharpen the blade on a whetstone. Attach a handle using wood or wrap it with paracord for improved grip. Store the knife in a sheath or safe place. Multi-tool adaptions. Description: simple additions can enhance the functionality of a basic multi-tool. Materials needed: multi-tool, additional attachments, screwdriver heads, bits, small storage pouch. Step-by-step instructions: identify gaps in the multi-tool's functionality and select suitable attachments. Store additional attachments in a small pouch that can be carried with the multi-tool. Use the multi-tool and attachments as needed for various tasks. Improvised flashlight. Description: a flashlight can be adapted from common household items for illumination. Materials needed: LED bulb, batteries, electrical tape, small container. Step-by-step instructions: connect the LED bulb to the batteries using electrical tape. Secure the connections and place the assembly inside a small container. Create a switch mechanism by adjusting the tape to make or break the circuit. Use the flashlight for illumination in dark environments. Portable cooking kit. Description: a compact cooking kit can be assembled for preparing meals on the go. Materials needed: small pot or metal container, foldable stove or improvised stove, see section 1. Utensils: spoon, fork, knife. Fuel source: alcohol, solid fuel tablets. Step-by-step instructions: gather all cooking items and pack them into the small pot or container. Ensure the stove and fuel source are included. Use the kit to cook meals or boil water as needed. Relevant data and information. Paracord. The U.S. military originally developed paracord for parachute suspension lines due to its strength and versatility. Survival knives. According to survival experts, a durable knife is one of the most critical tools for survival situations. Multi-tools. Multi-tools are praised for their ability to perform a wide range of functions, making them indispensable in emergencies. Maintenance and storage of DIY tools. Proper maintenance and storage of DIY tools and gear are essential for ensuring their longevity and reliability. This section will provide strategies for maintaining and storing these items effectively. Cleaning and oiling tools. Description: regular cleaning and oiling prevent rust and ensure smooth operation. Materials needed: cleaning cloths, lubricating oil, brush. Step-by-step instructions: clean tools regularly with a cloth to remove dirt and debris. Apply lubricating oil to moving parts and metal surfaces to prevent rust. Use a brush to clean hard-to-reach areas, sharpening blades. Description: keeping blades sharp ensures they remain effective and safe to use. Materials needed: whetstone or sharpening tool, water or honing oil. Step-by-step instructions: soak the whetstone in water or apply honing oil if required. Sharpen the blade by holding it at the correct angle and drawing it across the whetstone. Repeat the process on both sides of the blade until it is sharp. Clean the blade after sharpening. Storing tools properly. Description: proper storage prevents damage and keeps tools organized. Materials needed: toolboxes or storage containers, labels, silica gel packs, optional. Step-by-step instructions: store tools in designated toolboxes or containers to keep them organized. Label containers for easy identification. Use silica gel packs to absorb moisture and prevent rust. Regular inspections. Description: Regularly inspecting tools identifies wear and tear early. Materials needed, inspection checklist, step-by-step instructions. Create a checklist of all tools and gear. Inspect each item regularly for signs of damage or wear. Replace or repair damaged items promptly. Protective covers and sheaths. Conclusion. Essential DIY survival tools. We discussed basic but crucial tools such as a water filtration system, fire starters, improvised cooking stoves, first aid kits, multi-purpose cordage, DIY solar chargers, and makeshift shelters. These tools are designed to be made with readily available materials, ensuring that urban preppers can quickly assemble them during emergencies. DIY gear for shelter and protection. This section highlighted essential items like emergency shelters, tarp tents, thermal blankets, homemade body armor, mosquito nets, door barricades, portable solar showers, and personal safety alarms. Each item was chosen for its practicality and ease of construction, providing urban dwellers with the means to protect themselves and maintain comfort in SHTF situations. Food and water procurement tools. We examined tools and methods for securing food and water, including rainwater collection systems, urban foraging tools, DIY fishing kits, improvised animal traps, dehydrators, homemade jerky, and portable water storage containers. These solutions ensure a steady supply of vital resources when traditional sources are unavailable. Communication and signal devices. Effective communication is critical in crises. We covered enhancements for two-way radios, homemade signal mirrors, improvised whistles, emergency fire beacons, and simple flag signals. These tools facilitate coordination, help seeking and staying informed during emergencies. Multi-purpose tools and gadgets. Versatile tools such as paracord bracelets, survival knives, multi-tool adaptations, improvised flashlights, and portable cooking kits were highlighted for their ability to perform multiple functions, thereby maximizing efficiency and space. Maintenance and storage of DIY tools. Proper maintenance and storage practices, including cleaning and oiling tools, sharpening blades, storing tools properly, regular inspections, and using protective covers and sheaths were discussed to ensure the longevity and reliability of DIY tools and gear. Implications and recommendations. The implications of this report highlight the importance of preparedness, particularly for urban residents who face unique challenges during SHTF scenarios. By focusing on DIY solutions, urban preppers can enhance self-reliance. Creating and maintaining their own survival tools and gear empowers individuals to depend less on external resources and more on their ingenuity and skills. Ensure customization. DIY approaches allow preppers to tailor their equipment to specific needs and constraints, resulting in more effective and personalized solutions. Promote resourcefulness. Learning how to improvise and adapt fosters a mindset of resourcefulness, which is invaluable during crises. Based on these findings, the following recommendations are made. Education and training. Urban preppers should invest time in learning basic survival skills and DIY techniques. Workshops, online courses, and community groups can provide valuable knowledge and hands-on experience. Regular practice. Regularly practicing the creation and use of DIY tools ensures proficiency and confidence. Drills and simulations can help preppers stay prepared. Community collaboration. Building a network of fellow preppers within the community can provide support, share resources, and foster a sense of collective resilience. Continuous improvement. Preppers should continually seek to improve their tools and strategies based on new information, experiences, and technological advancements. Final thoughts. In conclusion, the growing urbanization and increasing frequency of disruptive events underscore the necessity for urban preppers to be well prepared. This report has provided comprehensive guidance on creating and maintaining DIY survival tools and gear, emphasizing the importance of being resourceful and self-reliant.